This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the job market gets stronger, employers are starting to report labor shortages, especially of skilled workers like welders, machinists, carpenters. Those jobs pay a good wage to start, often with health insurance, a pension, on-the-job training. But while plenty of women need jobs that pay that well, fewer women are getting jobs in these trades, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
For three decades, Lauren Sugarman has been trying to get more women into well-paying construction jobs. She runs the National Center for Women's Employment Equity.
The construction trades represent a significant segment of the blue-collar jobs that earn over $20 an hour.
But she says women still only make up 2.6% of the construction workforce. A journeyman carpenter or electrician might make $40 an hour. Sugarman says many female-dominated jobs, nurse's aide, preschool teacher, pay $15 or less, adding up to $1 million or more in missed earnings over a lifetime. I'm up on the roof of an office workshop being built in Portland, Oregon. Holly Huntley's small construction firm has the job.
I'm 37 now. After college, I just kind of kept practicing on friends and family's properties.
Huntley had been a debutante. By her mid-20s, she was working construction. But she wanted her own business to give other women a chance at these well-paid physical jobs. But it's still a struggle.
And what I get myself and all my female employees get is, where's the contractor? You know, they all think that we're the homeowner. They don't even think that we're working.
At a community college in Portland, Sarah Duber has been learning welding. She's taught English and dealt cards. None of those jobs paid as much as welding.
I've always been attracted to things that are hot and fire. I might be a little bit of a pyro.
For her program, Duber interviewed working women welders.
Just talking about how hard it was for them to get a job. And lots of them were told, you're going to be a sexual distraction, or maybe you can't pick up a box that's 40 pounds. I'm sure that that's something that I'm going to run into.
Sarah Duber encourages other women to try out blue-collar work. Holly Huntley teaches in a pre-apprenticeship program. Lauren Sugarman works with unions and employers to fight discrimination and boost women in the trades. They're all trying to move the dial just a bit. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.